Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, September the 18th, 2017. All coming up on 18 minutes past the hour, 9:18:20. Scott Spears along with you on this Getaway Friday. And we will be here through 1 o'clock this afternoon. Boy, it's going to be an interesting day. We've got a guest who is going to co-pilot all morning this morning. And I'll tell you about that in just a second. And Sports Director Emeritus here in Marion, Jeff Ruth, will be with us this morning at some point, I believe at 10 or 11 o'clock. And he'll join the crowd here. But there's a lot to talk about in the world of sports. We have the big Pleasant River Valley game going on tonight. That, of course, is big in local sports. The Big Ten is coming back, as you heard on the news report, and we'll go into a we'll take a little deeper dive into that as the morning goes along. The Bengals and the Browns played each other last night. Of course, that's an Ohio rivalry, although not much of a rivalry with the Browns. And a whole host of other things. So a lot to talk about here on this Friday morning. And tonight, of course, we'll be back on the air. And I have a special guest co-host tonight from 8 to 10. So don't miss that for love nor money. And again, the phone lines are always open, 740-383-9944. And I'm not sure if our caller is listening. But yesterday we had a phone call here. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of the background on this. And oh, I got to do this really quick. The Richland Road Church of Christ, located at 535 Richland Road here in Marion, will be having a food bank and clothing giveaway this Saturday, tomorrow, September 19th at 9 a.m. So don't miss that. Food bank and clothing giveaway tomorrow at 9 a.m., 535 Richland Road here in Marion. Also, remember, we stream live on the internet, WWGH1071.com, show archives dating back until January of 2016. Also, you can download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device, absolutely free, no charge at all. Search WWGH and you can listen to us anywhere in the world. Now, here is the story from yesterday. And I hope the caller's listening who I had this conversation with, because I invited her to call back in this morning after she listened to the interview in the archives on the website so we could have the conversation. About 2 years ago, I interviewed our congressman, Jim Jordan. And during the course of that interview, he got a little angry with me. And if you listen to the interview, you will know why and you'll know what happened. Now, I never have taken this personally, but there are people here at the station, Adam, who has gone on record saying that he took that personally, how he treated me during that interview. It was just an interview. You know, I didn't take it personally. But there was a caller who called in yesterday who wanted to hear the interview. So we emailed that interview to her, and I know now that she did listen to that interview, and if she would like to follow up on that, I hope she does call in, because I think it's a conversation worth having, because the conversation we've been having here at the station is why are things so divided when it comes to politics? Without talking about the candidates themselves or even talking about the party, why do we have to trash the other person? Why can't we just get along? I understand passion, and I understand people being involved, but why can't we just get along? Why does everything have to be a smash? Why can't we just say this is why we support our candidate? Why do we have to follow that up with why the other candidate is so awful? Even if you believe they are, why does that have to be a part of the conversation? So that was the conversation yesterday. So if that caller is listening at any point during this hour, feel free to call in, because I know they did hear the interview yesterday in the archives, because I got an email from them. But I think the discussion, again, is worth having on the air so other people can hear it. And I'm interested to hear what the caller thought long range about that interview, because I haven't heard it since 2018, and I did not go back and listen to it yesterday. So I remember bits and pieces from it, but I don't remember the whole thing. So that's that story. So that's how this morning will go. Now, as I said, we do have a special guest co-host for the entire five-hour broadcast this morning. 5 hours with me, holy mackerel, and Jeff Ruth, who will join us as the morning goes on. That's a tall order for anybody on a Friday. The guest this morning is Kaylee Krieger here with us And she's wanted to come in for a while. Now, last Friday, you might remember we had Gavin Richards in here. Now, this caused a whole lot of drama for me because I had Gavin on. We'll get to that as the morning goes along, too, because that's all Kaylee. So here we go. Kaylee, welcome to the microphones for the first time here at WWGH Radio.
Thanks for having me.
How you feeling?
I'm okay. A little bit tired, but you already know that a little bit.
I do know that a little bit. So are you excited that this is the start of the five-hour program this morning?
I'm absolutely ecstatic.
Now, let's start here before we get into the drama of what happened between us. You approached me maybe a month ago about wanting to be on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, why did you want to be on the show before we get to the ugly part of this story?
I don't know. I wanted to experience it and like the full glory of it, like right in front of you while you're really doing your thing. It's different from hearing it to seeing you actually, like, I'm like looking right at you while you're doing it. So like, I don't know, it's a different experience.
Have you listened?
Yeah, I have before.
So you just saw me do my thing there for like 4 minutes.
That was awesome. I could just watch. I wouldn't even have to talk.
Oh, that was enjoyable for you to be live in person?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could put me in, like, the monkey cage at the zoo, and I could just do that all day, and people would look.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm used to seeing you at work in a whole different setting, so I guess seeing you in this one, it's a little bit different perspective-wise, if that makes sense.
I don't really go around there making announcements about food drives and sports.
No, and you talk different, too, the way you talk and...
Oh, tell me about that, because I don't know what that means.
I don't know how to describe it. Like, I think... each job brings something different. So at Kroger, we're just like, you have your customer service, like, voice, you know, the way you act with customers. But, like, it's different when you're in here, like, typically you're by yourself or if you have, like, a guest. But you're more, like, I don't know, I feel like you're happier here.
Happier. that could be.
But maybe that's because you come from working this straight into our job, and that's, I also know how that is going from job to job. So.
Yeah, this one sucked the life out of me by that point. I have nothing left by the time I get there.
So, I don't know. I guess, like, it's just a different, like, I guess how much you talk. Like, it's just more, like...
Oh, I think I talk a lot there.
Depending on the person working.
Well, I don't want to... Yeah. If I don't like the person, I'm not going to have a whole conversation with them. But, like, I have conversations with you.
Yeah, yeah, but it's still different than the way you're speaking when you're on here by yourself. If that makes sense.
So you think that was a little more... what? Happy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, by hour five, we'll see how, you know... when it starts to wear down as time goes on. So you wanted to come in and experience this.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, here's where the ugliness came in. You told me you wanted to come on the show. And
yeah.
You gave me a list of dates that you would be available to come on the show.
Yes.
But you did not give me any contact information.
Let's just get this known on the air that Scott can go up to the desk and ask for my number behind the service desk because he's a coworker. It's not like it's a stranger asking for my contact information. So really, he never even asked me that I needed to give him my contact information. He never said that in the first place. So how was I supposed to assume that you needed it?
Let's just talk a little bit of common sense here. How would you think that I would contact you to be on if I had no means of communication?
Exactly like I just said. Going up to the service and be like, hey, can you give me Kaylee's number so I can contact her? They wouldn't even have asked why. They'd be like, oh, you probably need a shift covered. So.
Probably.
So you could have just gotten it. If that was your main motive for why I haven't been on the show is because I didn't give you my contact information. If you really wanted to reach out, you would have just done it. Especially because you know I'm in Tiffin 3 days a week. So it's not like I always see you at work.
So...
but here we are now.
Okay, so that happens.
Yes.
You give me the list of when you want to be on.
Uh-huh.
And then take it from your perspective, and then I'm going to tell my side of the story.
Okay, so like you said, a month ago, I was like, let me be on your show. Like, let me be a guest. He had mentioned it before. And then, like, you know, Gavin works with both of us. And
Gavin, who was on last Friday.
Yes.
Yep.
Gavin comes into work and lets me know that he was on the show. I was like, wait a minute. You were on the show before I got to be. And I literally gave Scott dates. And then he was like, yeah, we actually talked about how you gave him dates. But I said, so how come you made it before I did? So then guess what happened? Next time I saw Scott at work, I laid into him about not having me on the show, but having Gavin go on the show before I did, when I asked over a month ago to be on the show.
Right. So when Gavin came up to you, what did he say? Because he clearly knew that because I told him that you had given me dates and things like that. So when he came up to you, what did he say? Was he trying to rub it in?
No, I think we were having a normal conversation. I think I saw something about it, maybe. Did maybe Gavin posted about
him? Oh, did he? I don't know.
I don't know. I think so. I follow him on Snapchat, so I'm not really sure. I think that's how it originally happened, but I think we ended up just kind of getting into a conversation, and then that just happened to come up. It wasn't like a rub on my face, like, I made it before you did, but then he was like, I literally was like, Gavin, I gave him dates for when I could go on, and then that's when he said, I know, we talked about it, and I said, So Scott even knew that I wanted to be on. He had dates in which I wanted to be on.
I did.
He still made it before me.
Well, here's what happened. Gavin and I became friends on Facebook. So we had an open line of communication for when he wanted to be on. And last Friday, I did have an opening. And I think I had talked to him that day because I saw him last week. I don't think I saw you last week. So I said, do you want to be on? And he contacted me via Facebook to get the time and the address and all that last Thursday night. So that's kind of how that happened. And there were supposed to be two other people that were coming with him last Friday, but that became a mess.
Okay, well, again, I also have a Facebook. You know,
well, I don't know
you
that.
Know my full name. You could just easily look me up on Facebook as well.
It's well, you've never added me on Facebook.
After excuse for Scott up here.
Did you add me on Facebook and say, hey, what about that list I gave you?
I did my part. I gave you the list of what I could do. I did my part. It was on you then after that to decide what day was good for you, if any. And you didn't follow through on your part.
I really think I'm innocent here.
Okay. You can think that.
I think the audience thinks I'm innocent.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think that's true.
They do. They think I'm innocent. And it was just a misunderstanding. So yesterday when I saw you, you were angry.
Very much so.
Very angry. And then so I said, well, why don't you just come in tomorrow?
No. You asked me, so when's good? And I said, what are you doing tomorrow? Because I don't have anything. I don't have work. I don't have anything. You said, great, come in tomorrow.
And I put you right on.
Yep.
So I really think in the end I come off looking like a saint.
No, because let's let this also be known. He was like, oh, can you bring me a diet Coke from McDonald's? And I was like, absolutely, I will do that for you. Not an issue. I said, but let me ask Gavin if he was required to do this, since it's such a privilege that I can be on. And it was a privilege for him. Did he have to do that? And guess what Scott said? No.
No. But
and I have no special privileges for bringing it either.
But I did talk to him about it. He just didn't bring it.
But who did?
Yeah, but I didn't want to send him home after he didn't bring it. I didn't want to be like, you gotta go.
I'm just saying.
It's kind of you to do that.
You're welcome.
Well, see, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how this all came to be. And are you excited when we start talking sports here in a couple hours?
A little bit. I just watched the Bengals and the Browns last night.
Who won? I didn't see the game. I was busy doing things last night.
The Browns, if I do believe.
The Browns won?
I do believe they did.
Oh, man.
I saw this post. The Browns and somebody, it was their first time winning the same day since like 1950 or something. It was something crazy. Like, who won that day for two different sports? Winning at the same day has been like not a thing for a lot of years, is basically what I'm getting at. But I don't know the other team.
We don't really know if they won. We think the Browns won.
Yeah, because I fell asleep a little bit. So.
Well, let me see if I can figure this out. Because I would like to know if the Browns... Well, if anybody knows, let me know. Did anybody see the game last night? If anybody knows, give me a call at some point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'm sure Jeff watched it last night, so we'll talk about it with him when he gets in here. Okay, what... Oh, here we go. Maybe this is the score. I hope so. Because heavens knows, I did not see it. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning. I just wanted to welcome Kaylee to our famous airwaves.
Wait a second. Can you hear? If you put the headset on, you can hear. I want her to be able to hear you, caller.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. She's doing that girl thing where they wear sunglasses on their head in her building. I don't know, so she had to take them off. Okay, go ahead. She's got the headset on now.
I wanted to welcome Kaylee to our airwaves.
Oh, I appreciate it very much.
I see you work in the grocery bagging business also. That's kind of a private joke, Kaylee, about the grocery bagging. Maybe you heard it before. I probably harped on it a few times.
I don't know if I have. I mean, honestly, it's not my only job, so at the end of the day, I kind of forget about it sometimes. I have, like, 3-4 other jobs.
So is this the first time you've been on the radio? Have you ever, like, won a pizza on the air or maybe did something, called the radio station and sang a song or something? I used to do that when I was a kid.
No, but my senior year of high school, I was on the radio station over by, I don't know what road that is.
Williamsport.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's the one.
Yeah, I was on there for our musical. I talked on that one.
You listen to the station?
I've listened a couple times. It's not like my go-to. I'm a whole, like, aux cord, put on my own music kind of person than listening to the actual radio all the time.
Now, you just said in the earlier stages that you listen.
I have listened. It's not that I don't. I have never, but, like, I don't.
When I'm on, you listen.
I'm not a,
you
like,
know, that's
I don't.
The same, that's the same chair, Kaylee, that Gallagher sat in. He was the most popular comic in the world in the 80s. And Lulu from Hee Haw sat in there. And Thunderbolt Patterson, the groundbreaking wrestler. They've all sat in that chair.
I'm privileged right now.
So, yeah, feel important. I mean, it's like sharing a chair with the president almost.
Wow. I don't know so if I'd want to share a chair with the president.
It's quite a spectacle then. So, yeah, it's interesting what you said about people's voices, because my voice is definitely different. There is a radio presentation that you have of the delivery, and sometimes you just see radio people in a different setting, and they do sound different, and they never look like they sound. I don't look like I sound at all. And Scott, it's kind of hard to tell, because I never actually had talked to him, not even over the phone, until I'd met him. So you kind of put the face with the voice.
I don't talk on the phone. I try to avoid that as much as possible.
Yeah, just during your Saturday Night Live.
Just during my Saturday Night Live, yeah.
Extravaganza.
Extravaganza every weekend.
So the presentation is different than it is for me, too. And sometimes, like, if you talk in the radio voice to your friends, you just sound like you're trying to be Walter Cronkite or something.
Yeah,
that can happen.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that statement.
There's definitely a difference, and it affects some people more than others. I think in my case, it's quite extreme, because I definitely am smoother on the air. And you kind of make that part of your presentation subconsciously, and it just, because it's just something that I've always done. And I started out just as a music DJ, and that definitely is different, because you're just announcing songs, and in my case, a lot of wisecracks.
Hey, Adam, do you know who won the game last night?
No, I didn't follow it.
Oh, darn it.
I'm telling you, it was the Browns.
The Bengals never win, so, I mean, you know, when they both lose so much, who knows?
Well, the Browns aren't exactly knocking it dead, I don't think.
And I'm among those people that's a bit disgusted with the NFL and other pro sports because of the politics and players need to play the game. It's been overblown.
No, yesterday the final score was 35 Brown, Bengals 30. So the Browns won.
Oh, so it sounds like a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Bengals are known more of an offensive team, and I guess that was the case. You score 30 points, that's 4 touchdowns and a field goal. You should be able to win a game, but I guess not, giving the Browns 5 touchdowns. So not the greatest in the world, but I guess it could have been worse.
Well, it's interesting. Well, you know, Adam, I thank you for calling in this morning.
Yeah. Did you have any questions for me, Kaylee? I was first on the radio in 1981.
1981. There you go.
When my college station, I think it was February of 81. Any questions? Any questions for the old timer, Kaylee? Anything I can do to, you know, you sound fine. So anything I can do to make it easier for you, make it more fun?
I think I'm good. I don't know.
Okay. That's good. Well,
if anything hits you as the morning goes along, call back in and we'll discuss it.
Yeah, you going to play Family Feud or
anything? You know, I don't know if we'll get... We're doing some sports here this morning with Jeff at one point, so I don't know if we'll get to that or not. Maybe.
Yeah, I think Jeff would have excellent commentary about the Big Ten. There's been so many flip-flops, I guess they're going to start playing, but it's like the season will be half over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting thing.
It's like Major League Baseball was the same thing. It's like, well, now they're going to be in the playoffs. They just started playing, seems like, last week, and there's no minor league baseball. Minor league baseball is huge in Ohio. I mean, it's not just the Clippers. I mean, there's several teams in northeastern Ohio, the Mud Hens and the Independent League. So it's kind of a shame, but we'll see. Of course, the Reds probably aren't going to be in the playoffs. So what a surprise there.
Hard to tell. Well, thanks for calling.
You're an OSU fan, Scott, and are you looking forward to OSU season?
Not really, because even though I went there, to be honest with you, I'm not big into watching the games. It's not a big thing. I understand why people like it and enjoy it, but I'm not one of those people. I'm not Facebooking about the game on Saturday. I'm not wearing Ohio State clothes everywhere I go.
You don't go to your other job, the grocery bagging gig, and wear Buckeyes around your neck and wear Ohio State gear.
You wouldn't see
people
that.
Do that, though.
No.
I mean, they certainly do.
They do. Not me.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all I had for you, folks. Thanks again for being on the air with us, Kaylee, and I'll be listening.
There you go. Thank you.
Thanks.
And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now we have the score, 35-30. I bet a lot of people were up late last night watching that game. Because it's two Ohio teams. People love the Browns. They have this big fan base. And the fact that they did win last night by such a short margin.
Oh, no. I was I'm kind of sad I didn't stay up to watch the rest of the game. But I'm not going to lie. I got tired, and then I went upstairs. And once I went up there, there was no going back.
But you were awake.
I was very much awake when the end of the game happened. I just wasn't watching it myself.
Well, and like I said, any other questions, comments, or anything on anybody's mind this morning, break in at any point, 740-383-9944. And if our friend who heard the Jim Jordan interview is listening, it would be, I think, worth having the conversation about what they thought of that. And because I think, like I said, I didn't take it personally that he got angry, but maybe there's more to it from a different perspective. Everybody has a different perspective. 740-383-9944. So feel free to call in at any point. Well, let's start with the election, because that's kind of what we're talking about here. There'll be an election in about 50 days, and it's presidential. Do you think people are more amped up about this than normal?
Absolutely. Like, if you're looking at, I guess my generation of students right now, this is their first presidential election. I think there's been some heat towards the situation, to say the least. I know that it's honestly, a lot of people say don't talk about politics in general, but specifically, like, I don't talk about politics whatsoever with people my age, because it's such a controversy, especially for, like, everything that's kind of going around, that's revolved around who's in the presidential election right now. I think you're going to see a lot of split decisions on this one. Like, people who are going to say one thing but vote for the other just to appease maybe who they're telling they're going to vote for. Does that make sense?
Well, why do you think, as you said, that people are taking it so personally? Why can't you say who you vote for without it being a fight? Friendships have broken up over this. Yelling matches happen. You get shunned by people if you're voting one way. What is that? What is causing that?
So, I think, I mean, personally, if you look at this election, you know, we got Donald Trump. And I think that's going to be a hit or miss conversation. You're either going to have the diehard Trump fan that agrees with him and what he's done in office thus far, and hopefully what he'll do in office if he gets reelected. But then you also have all of the people who aren't looking more so at what he's done, or, you know, they're looking more so about the words he has spoken, how he communicates to the public. You're looking at all that information. I just don't think there are students who want to, especially females, they don't want to vote for someone if they think that he's a predator.
It's very interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. I wanted to say something about Jeff Ruth.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. When he was either left go or quit WMRM, I said, the people that don't take the Marion Star, they know nothing going on in this town. And just like you announced about that pantry out here on Richland Road, they used to be so busy. Well, I don't know what happened, but we used to know everything going on in this town that Jeff Ruth would announce. Why don't you do some of that? I think it would get a lot of customers listening to you.
Well, I think one of the issues is, much like Jeff, you know, Jeff wasn't really going out getting that information. People were giving it to him. And like the Richland Road event, he gave it to me. So, and this is like the third time we've done this with him. So it must be having some kind of return with him that he keeps coming back and giving the information.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody can drop off anything, we would read it.
But I said he was just like you are, a news reporter, telling us what's going on. And I know I take the paper, but I don't see any of that in there. And the only reason I take the paper is for the obituaries.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people feel that way, but we are always open to anything anybody wants to drop off, submit, email, whatever they want to do. We'll announce it if it's a community event, and that's never been not the case. But I think what happened in that particular situation a year ago when he left, you know, that station had been there for 80 years.
Yeah.
And people were just accustomed to dropping stuff off there like that, and Jeff would read it. And I think when that went away, people really just stopped doing that. And also, we've been in a weird pandemic year. We used to get a lot of stuff from, well, we have a thing here from the Tallgrass Trail. We get things from other churches that were doing free meals and things of that nature. But now, I don't think they're having those things a whole lot.
No. And I said, Jeff was really good with the people about Tradio. I'll tell you, he would get some wild ones on there, but he was not rude to them. I always listened to it. When I get up in the morning, it was the first thing I done, turned that Marion station on.
Well, I'm glad you're here now. I appreciate you for listening to us.
Well, I enjoy it.
Well,
I enjoy it.
Well, I certainly appreciate the call, and Jeff will be in here in a little bit, so it'll be like old times.
Yes.
Yep. Well, thank you.
Thank you, and have a good day, and be safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And again, phone lines are open. Anything you want to talk about, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, yeah, there is this big political, I don't know, it's tough right now because people take everything so personally. I don't know why it's taken so personally. I think it's okay to support somebody. I think when you get bent out of shape, though, I think that's when it goes too far.
I mean, it's just like, as a female right now, I'm not telling other females how I feel about a particular candidate, especially if it's Donald Trump. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh yeah, I like him or I dislike him. But even if I liked him, I'm not going around and saying that I like him. I don't even know if you have to be like, you know, this is who I like and who I want to vote for. But like, when you think about it, my friends are gonna look at me kind of differently if I'm like, I'm a Donald Trump supporter, because as a female, that's just like, after everything he said, after the, you know, what he did when maybe he was younger, I mean, those get brought to light eventually.
Let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How you doing this morning?
Doing, Scott, but doing okay.
Oh, Scott. Yeah.
You got Jeff on the mind, I know.
I heard you hear Jeff a little bit ago. It just in my mind. I'd like to make a report.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, Scott, I don't know why, but you get outside of Marion, city of Marion, and pretty well the county of Marion, and 99% of the time, anything you buy here, you go outside of Marion County and you'll find it cheaper. For instance, now listen to this. For instance, I went to the lake, yes, Lake View. That's over west, what, 50 miles, give or take. So I went, I had to go through Kenton. Now I went down 67, 68 there, south of on in Kenton. Well, the gas, now listen to this, people. The gas was $1.84.
That's a big difference, about $2.09 here right now.
Okay, now wait a minute, that ain't all of it. Now I went on to Kenton, or Lakeview, and the gas was $1.75 a gallon. Now you figure up how much that is.
Good 30 cents difference.
That is just on a gallon of gas. Now, if these people, them people there are making money on the gas, they have to be. They can't give it away, you know that. They ain't going to lose money, okay? Look how much difference the gas is there and it is here.
Well, I guess it kind of depends on what kind of goes through
that,
the areas you're driving through,
that
though.
That just don't add up too good.
Like, if you look at Marion,
so
23 goes right through the city.
If you hear something that's important, report it to Scott, Scott Beer, and he'll pass it on. But the woman was on there before, we don't have too much, we don't hear too much news at all in Marion.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay, so I'll cut in on that woman I hear there once in a while. So that's my report for today.
Well, I appreciate that.
So if anybody's going to Kenton for some reason or other, now they've got a Walmart store there. Walmart's a big shopping place. And if anybody's going to Walmart, they can. Chances are they get the same discount or whatever. So they would make, if they need a tank of gas, look how much money they're going to save on a tank of gas.
Yeah.
Plain and simple as that. So, hey, I'll get off and let somebody else.
Hey,
off.
No, thank
okay.
you for calling, as always. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
And again, those phone lines are open. 35, 34 cents difference in gasoline between here and Kenton. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything you want to talk about, feel free. So, it's divided, and it's going to stay divided through November the 3rd, and then the next day it'll all be gone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you say it'll all be gone. I think either way the election goes, you're going to have some backlash.
Some people will be happy, some people will be angry, but it'll move on. We always do move on as a country. We've been through these elections before.
Yeah.
It's not like we don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, you're expecting the same thing. Like, I think you're going to get the same outcome that you usually do. After everything that's been going on, I just don't know if it's going to be like, hush, hush. Like, I don't know if people are just going to be like, oh, well, that's who we're going to have as president this year. I feel like there might be some heavier backlash based on who it is.
Now, backlash. What do you mean, backlash?
Like, we had all the protests, these, you know, over this great quarantine, over the Black Lives Matters movement. You have all those issues. I don't foresee, especially my generation, just taking a seat, taking a back seat and being like, well, this is what this is. Does that make sense? Like, I just don't.
So you don't think people, if they don't like the outcome of the election, that there will be something, protests?
Something, yeah. I just can imagine that they're just going to sit back and be like, Oh, I'm going to be honest. I think it's specifically if Donald Trump gets reelected into the office. I think that will be a trigger point for a lot of people, I guess my age range.
You know what was interesting? I saw somebody yesterday with one of the masks on, you know, because now we have all these masks with logos on them and things mm-hmm. like that. And the mask said Black Lives Matter. And one of the people, well, somebody came up to this person and said, do you know what Black Lives Matter means? Just the mask was a trigger for people to be angry. And the person wearing the mask was a much younger person, and the person who was not wearing the masks was a fairly older person, I would say. Not hugely older.
I mean, you're also talking about the fact that the person wearing the mask is...
Yeah, the person wearing the mask was black. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
So, I'm completely baffled that someone would ask them if they know what the movement is. I mean, my first response back would be, is, do you know what the movement is? I've had some pretty heated discussions around this topic. I don't know how I want to word that. I feel a specific type of way about it. Let's just put it that way.
Well, it's interesting because I think what was happening there was that what the lady would have said would have been that the group is funded by such and such a person and that it's not exactly what it professes to be. I think that was what was going on. I don't think she was objecting to the statement that was there. I think she was objecting to what she thinks the organization is.
So did they talk about it?
No, they didn't, because once she said that, he said, yes, I do, and that was it.
I wonder what she would have said had the conversation progressed.
I think it would have been that. That's what I felt was coming. I think it was, do you understand what they do? Do you understand what they believe? So on and so forth.
I mean,
that's where I felt it was going.
What age are we looking at for the lady?
I mean, she was probably 70.
I don't know if I feel like that's how the conversation was going to go.
Well, I don't think it would have been a pretty conversation. But then again, I think with this mask thing, I'm not sure that people should be wearing masks for any reason that are making political statements. Because I think you're bound to have what happened there. Because some things are just controversial.
Yeah, but I think that's why I would wear a mask like that. I would accept that the consequences may be that some angry person gets upset that I'm wearing a controversial mask. I'd want them to have the conversation with me. If I'm going to wear it, I'm going to be educated on it.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing about the masks to me. The masks are here to stop the spread of a pandemic. It's weird to me that people have transformed that now into billboards and political movements. I get the feeling in my own mind, I mean, you can do it. It's not illegal. We have freedom of speech in this country. Mm-hmm. It just seems strange to me that people have even politicized masks. That's odd to me. You know, I don't, it's like everything must be politicized. Everything. This is something you wear to not get sick. You know, all the years that medical professionals have been wearing masks, I never saw one etch a political statement on their mask. Can you imagine going into surgery and you got somebody with a mask on? The last thing you see before they put you out is who they're going to vote for? I mean, I just think that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, but we're talking about two different types of masks. So, like, if you're talking about in the medical field, Of course, you're not going to see that right before, you know. I would hate to. You're not even allowed to wear masks that have. The ones that would be considered the ones that have, you know, some type of statement about politics. We're not even allowed to wear that into the hospital. I mean, they give us just a plain surgical mask. Like, you don't even get to So you would never, they would never make a mask like that because we aren't allowed to wear cloth masks. So you couldn't even have that even if you wanted to. You'd have to wear a surgical mask.
Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Oh, they lost us. If that's you, call back in. We want to hear from you. 740-383-9944. If that's you, give us a buzz back. I don't know how we got disconnected there. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz back if that was you. We'd love to talk to you or anybody else. And remember, if the line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. And here we go. Let's try this again. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you brought that up about the mask, because that really bothers me, and I'm not even really sure why. I just feel like, you know, you see all these ads on Facebook for the cute mask and the kids being put in cute masks, and to me it should be, I don't know, it just bothers me.
Well, it is strange how the masks have become political statements. They've become billboards. I mean, and there are all the other ones, too. I mean, people who have, like, fake kissy lips on their masks. And
becomes an accessory.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost, like, chic to be cool and hip with, you know, whatever kind of mask you're wearing, when in reality we're wearing them, you know, to hopefully save lives and prevent people from being sick. And not that it's making a mockery of that, but I'm not even really sure why it bothers me so much, but yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was the only one that felt that way.
No, it is strange, but do you think, but here's the converse opinion to that, if somebody decides to wear a mask that has a statement on it, or that has something like that, do you feel the need to stop and ask them and question them about what their belief is? Don't you already know if they have the mask on?
Absolutely not. I mean, that's that person's right to believe what they choose, and they want to advertise it in that way. You know, that's on them. That's, I would never approach someone like that. So, yeah, I think the lady was a little out of line there.
Well, don't you think also in this particular situation, no matter how you feel about the Black Lives Matter movement, that the person, here's the thing about me, the kid clearly was a kid, under 18 years old, and the kid was black. Just taking that into account, I would think approaching them as a 70-plus-year-old person, that could have gotten a lot uglier than what it did.
It very well could have. And how did he handle that? What did he do?
All he said, because she brought it up, she said, do you know what that means, Black Lives Matter? And he just said yes, and that kind of stopped the conversation dead. But thank goodness.
Yeah, it could have gotten really ugly. You're right.
Because I think
why I don't think people should be wearing those kind of things. You know, why the need to advertise it? I don't get that.
Well, it's the political ones are big now too, and I'm not sure where they're coming from, because I wouldn't even know where you'd buy something like that. But the political ones, I saw a ton of political ones yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what that's all about.
I mean, if you think about it, though, you're looking at the same. I mean, we're making a statement saying, why would you put that on a mask when they do the same thing for shirts and you wear that? But that was never questioned before.
Yeah.
That, like, oh, well, you.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Yeah, I mean, no one ever questions, like, oh, my God, if he was wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt, would it have been different? Because I don't think that.
But we don't wear shirts to save
that's
lives.
That's the
you
difference.
Know, these masks are serving a definite purpose in society right now, and why. Can't we just stick to the t-shirts?
Yeah, I mean, a shirt and
if we have to.
A shirt, a pin, a poster on your wall, a bumper sticker, a flag. You know, those are things that we've always used to do this. We are wearing these masks so we don't infect somebody else with a deadly disease. The fact that that's got to be turned into a political statement is very strange to me.
See, I'm not seeing it how you guys are, because for me, I'm thinking. Yeah, I think at the beginning we were all like, why do we have to wear these masks? I think there's a lot of controversy in that in itself. But I also think that making these become, quote, chic and accessory, it's going to make people more apt to want to wear them than if it were to be a plain Jane mask. I mean, because it's also they're expressing themselves. But also, if you think about it, they've said, you know, since this pandemic happened, you know, we're wearing these masks to protect us, ourselves and others from the pandemic. But I think that we should look at the fact that even after the pandemic's over, it should be normalized to wear a mask when you're sick, to not infect other people in general. Like, let's say I have a cold, and I know I have a cold. Before, we would all just walk around with a cold and not care. But I think it is more normalized now if I were to start wearing a mask after the pandemic is over while I'm sick. And if I have some that I can accessorize with my outfits, then, yeah, I'm going to probably do it. You know?
The other thing that bothers me, though, is these material masks, what I've read, are not as safe as the surgical mask. So I will only wear the surgical mask. And
are you talking like, you know, an N95?
No, the kind that doctors, nurses wear, that kind of thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting topic, and I wonder how far it's going to go, though. Right now, it's political statements, but is it going to be like my favorite band, my favorite TV show, my favorite...
Because I mean, you can 100% get them like that right now.
Right, but isn't that very commercialized? I'm not sure that we should be commercializing something we're forcing people to wear. We don't force people to wear. Yeah, that's the problem. That's the difference. But we're coming up on a break here. Thank you for calling.
This makes you sense. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we got a break coming up, but Kaylee will be with us for the whole five-hour duration this morning, and Jeff Ruth will be joining us along the way. So stay tuned. It's a big morning here. Getaway Friday, WWGH Radio. Back in about 10 minutes.
225-4495. Webpage, CRTMechanicals.com.